This is Akashvani. Good morning. I'm Anucha Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in the International Aryan Summit 2025 in New Delhi this afternoon. India and Australia discuss ways to enhance cooperation in countering terrorism and radicalization. Afghanistan's acting Interior Minister Sirajuddin Haqqani warns Pakistan that any act of aggression will not be tolerated by Kabul. U.S. Senate gives a shock to President Donald Trump, votes to block tariffs on Brazil. And in cricket, India beat Australia by 5 wickets to reach the final of Women's ODI World Cup 2025. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Aryan Summit 2025 in New Delhi this afternoon. The program is part of the Gyan Jyoti Festival, commemorating the 200th birth anniversary of Maharshi Dayanand Saraswati and 150 years of Arya Samaj's service to society. Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. The summit will bring together representatives from Arya Samaj units across India and abroad, reflecting the universal relevance of Maharshi Dayanand's reformist ideals and the organization's global outreach. According to the official statement, it will also feature an exhibition titled 150 Golden Years of Service, showcasing Arya Samaj's transformative journey through its contributions in education, social reform, and spiritual upliftment. The summit aims to honor Maharshi Dayanand Saraswati's reformist and educational legacy, celebrate 150 years of Arya Samaj's service in education, social reform, and nation building, and Swadeshi values in alignment with Viksit Bharat 2047. India and Australia have discussed emerging domestic, regional, and international terrorism landscape and exchanged views on a wide range of areas of cooperation in counterterrorism, law enforcement, judicial cooperation, and maritime security. The two-day meeting of the India-Australia Joint Working Group on Counterterrorism got underway in Canberra. Both sides condemned the terrorist attack on the 22nd of April in Pahalgam, and the Australian side reiterated its support and solidarity with India. The two sides underlined strengthening cooperation in timely information sharing and concerted actions to counter the use of new and emerging technology for terrorist purposes. They discussed ways to strengthen cooperation in countering radicalization and violent extremism conducive to terrorism. The meeting was co-chaired by Joint Secretary Counterterrorism in the Ministry of External Affairs, Dr. Vinod Bahare, and Australia's Ambassador for Counterterrorism, Gemma Huggins. Afghanistan's acting Interior Minister Sirajuddin Haqqani warned Pakistan that any act of aggression will not be tolerated by Kabul. Haqqani said this days after the latest round of talks between the two countries in Istanbul earlier this week failed to yield any outcome. He said the people of Afghanistan may have internal problems, but they stand united against any foreign invader. He added that the defense of our territory is among our top priorities. Commenting on the negotiations and a possible fresh round of talks, Haqqani said the doors of understanding and dialogue remain open and Afghanistan do not seek confrontation with anyone. Meanwhile, Pakistan has insisted that acting against Tehrik-e-Taliban and preventing the fighters of the group from taking sanctuary in Afghanistan remain some important conditions for any agreement. Earlier this week, Afghanistan had issued a stern warning to Pakistan, vowing a strong response to any future military strikes after talks collapsed following Islamabad's withdrawal. In Pakistan, at least 13 people, including two police officials, were injured in a grenade attack targeting a police mobile in Dera Murad Jamali, highlighting country's worsening security crisis in the volatile province of Balochistan. In a separate incident, unidentified armed men attacked the Jaffar Express passenger train in the same region, firing bullets and launching four rockets. The train, carrying dozens of passengers, sustained minor damage before the security forces retaliated, forcing the attackers to retreat. Earlier this year, the train was hijacked in Bolan Valley, resulting in death of 21 passengers. Despite these assertions, the recurring violence exposes Pakistan's inability to secure its transport routes and protect civilians. The twin attacks in Dera Murad Jamali are a sharp reminder that Balochistan remains a battlefield for violence. Pakistan's repeated failures to safeguard its people highlight a crumbling security framework, one that continues to endanger ordinary citizens and erode public trust in state institutions. India has expanded its financial assistance for students of Sri Lanka's Eastern University from economically disadvantaged backgrounds. The move fulfills a commitment announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during President Anura Kumara Dissanayake's visit to India in December last year. The enhanced scheme, launched on Thursday, increases the monthly scholarship from 5,000 to 7,500 Sri Lankan rupees for 100 undergraduate students in the first year, with a number of beneficiaries rising annually to 400 by the fourth year. Indian High Commissioner Santosh Jha, who formally launched the program, said the initiative is part of India's broader efforts to support the socio-economic development of Sri Lanka's eastern province. Eastern University Vice-Chancellor Professor P. Peerathipan and student representatives thanked the Government of India, noting that the scholarships have eased financial pressures, improved attendance and boosted academic performance. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. The U.S. Senate delivered a rare cross-party challenge to President Donald Trump's trade policy by voting to block his plan to impose wide-ranging tariffs on imports from other countries. The resolution passed by 51 to 47 votes, with four Republicans joining Democrats to oppose the tariffs, even though the vote was mostly symbolic, as it is expected to be stopped in the House of Representatives. Democrats initiated the vote using a little-known clause of an emergency economic law that President Trump had used in April to declare a national emergency over global trade issues. That declaration had cleared the way for a 10% tariff on goods from every foreign nation, which he had called Liberation Day. The resolution's leader, Senator Ron Wyden, accused the president of going beyond his authority. King Charles III has started the formal process to remove his younger brother, Prince Andrew, from his royal titles and to make him leave his large home, the Royal Lodge in Windsor. This decision follows increased public focus on the 65-year-old Duke of York's connection to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, especially after the release of a memoir of Virginia Giuffre. Giuffre, who passed away in April, had accused Prince Andrew of sexual assault when she was a minor, which he has always denied. According to a statement from Buckingham Palace, Prince Andrew will now officially be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, and he must surrender his lease on the Royal Lodge and move into a different private residence. In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating Australia by 5 wickets in a thrilling semi-final match in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 339 runs, India overhauled the target with 5 wickets in hand and 9 balls to spare. Jemima Rodrigues' dazzling unbeaten 127 off 134 and skipper Harmanpreet Kaur's 89 off 88 helped India to chase down the mammoth total posted by the defending champions, Australia. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in the International Aryan Summit 2025 in New Delhi this afternoon. India and Australia discuss ways to enhance cooperation in countering terrorism and radicalization. Afghanistan's acting Interior Minister Sirajuddin Haqqani warns Pakistan that any act of aggression will not be tolerated by Kabul. US Senate gives a shock to President Donald Trump, votes to block tariffs on Brazil. And in cricket, India beat Australia by 5 wickets to reach the final of Women's ODI World Cup 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.